I've been on enough private planes now to know this. They write it down. It's fucking annoying. You get on the plane, they go, we have to see everybody's ID, and then they write it down.
You're right.
Every single time.
It is funny, though. You could bring whatever you want onto that plane, but like, we're going to take a record of the fact you flew here.
You can bring anything, but...
By the way, if you want to smuggle drugs, spring. spring for the private plane.
I can't believe how easy it is.
It's
not that I'm doing that, but I'm
exactly
saying,
not. But I wish I knew 20.
You could
15 years ago
so easily just get a private plane. You can get a duffel bag filled with kilos,
no problem,
and put it on the plane. They never check your bags,
or
they write your name down.
Let's step it up. Or you could fly and be like, I'm with my 15, 12-year-old girls on the plane.
Then you can go, yeah, these kids, yeah, they're fucking...
Hello.
Yeah, that's just for me and Bill Clinton and fucking Stephen Hawking. We're chilling. We're going to lecture.
It is funny. Like, you'd have to fly through TSA. They scan you for bombs and water. Literally, if you carry your children's water, they're like, the fuck is this?
Yeah, what are you,
a piece
of shit?
You just pay a little bit more, they're like... You have a volleyball team? Yeah, go ahead, man. You're fine.
Yeah, go ahead, fellas.
You're flying to the Virgin Islands? Yeah, no problem.
Hey, whatever. Have fun.
You paid $10,000? Yeah, whatever, man. If you want to fly with a bunch of little girls, a bunch of models you tricked at the mall, told them you're beautiful, fly.
No problem.
Who are we to question that?
And then we're going to write
Adam Smith would quake in his... He would roll in his grave if we questioned you.
True, it's capitalism. It's capitalism 101 at this point. Also, we're going to write all your guys' names down.
Yeah, oh, we will.
There you go.
We'll take your ID.
Okay. Yeah, true. Maybe they got rid of those records.
Yeah, they
if I was on that flight, I would go, what?
Yeah.
They go, yeah, the pilot's taking everybody's ID and he's writing our names. You go...
It's weird to think if you're so rich,
we're going to want that book.
Yeah, and you're just a gazillionaire being like, well, I guess I got to give it to you then. Yeah, there's
a fair
point.
I do have to follow one rule when I'm on my pedophile trip.
You got me. You got me. I did fill in a black book being
the
like,
old
yeah, I'm here.
ID during the pedophile vacation. Yeah, true. Maybe there is no fucking book.
Yeah. However, it's crazy to go, yo, guys, get over it. Guys, we got bigger fish to fry than a guy who fucking literally like probably 8 12-year-old girls on a fucking island.
We got to get our jobs back, guys. Quit worrying about people fucking kids.
Well, hold on. We got to get our jobs back.
We do got to get our jobs back.
That is actually more important. But... We can kill two birds with one stone. At the same time, we can go, we should probably figure
out
what happened.
Also, they promised the list. You can't promise the list and go, guys, what are you worried about, this list we promised you guys?
I know. It's so funny how clearly they got the list and went, guys, who even cares? Like, they obviously, the whole time leading up to it, were like, fuck that, we're going to get that fucking list. And then one day they were like, what are we even talking about?
Also, you get the list and you go, me 7 times?
Me again? Son of a bitch.
I will say, when
I was like, what the fuck's going on? In reality, I'm begging a 16-year-old girl to send me a picture of her tits.
How old were you?
I was in high school. Shane, come on, man. Like,
clip that.
Jeez, man.
Why
begging 16-year-olds for nudes?
Dude, I was 16. Oh. It was cool.
Sorry, I didn't get that part.
The first times when I was nutting, when I was like,
you said nutting?
The first times when I was nutting.
Yeah, it's been red too often, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's black.
My fucking SATs, I'm like McGavin Newsom. I had 960. I can't read. I'm like you.
I'm like you guys. I can't even fucking read. You know, oh, there he is. There's our next president.
I mean, I'm dating and so...
Having fun, as they call it.
Well, I'm dating intentionally. Like, I'm trying to. I'm.
You want to find your wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your forever hole.
Your sheath.
I do think I would want my wife to find
her
funny. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Trying to find your first.
I'm
wife.
Looking for my forever hole.
Your forever hole is crazy.
Bro,
that could have happened to anybody. Not on an Epstein list, but when it comes to like, I didn't do that.
Dude, when
there
I
you go.
To be fair, when I was in grade school.
I did
school,
that. Son of a bitch. I did that so many times. Dude. Everything bad that's ever happened to me, I've gone, I didn't do that. with actual conviction.
Yeah.
Dude, when I got canceled from SNL, agent called me and was like, did you say that? And I was like,
no.
I would never say that.
Like, we have a video. It's like, well, fucking
literally
delete
a
it.
Video of me.
Well,
going,
fucking delete it, you dumbass.
He was like, well, I was like, well, that, dude, that's not even in my vocabulary. I don't say that word. So that's not true. Video, I go.
Yeah, they go, well, we could use our power to delete it. It's like, well, yeah, if you want to, go ahead, obviously. Yeah,
no, they sent me the video. I said, guys, there's floods in Texas. What are you guys even talking about?
We have you in a small Philadelphia apartment. Yeah. You're like, can you delete that? Like, yeah, for sure.
Can you please destroy that?
Parked a Netflix. I saw you.
She hit you with a Mr. Big Time.
She said, hey, Netflix.
And you chirped back.
I did, and I regretted it immediately.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm proud of you for chirping back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You should do a staggered start. You start first, or she starts first. I don't care.
Just be on her ass.
And just, yeah. And see who
hit
plays.
Hit balls at her.
See who plays faster.
Try to hit her with a golf ball. That'll send her a message. Dust her off the plate a little. Give her a little. Dust her off. A little gin music. You want to go? Come on.
Yeah. Can you do that? Can you find a particular slot after her and try to play through her just to demonstrate that you your pace of play?
I've
never
thought
about that.
Have you seen her?
What's it?
Can she hit the wall?
I have never seen her physically.
She's probably good, dude. Yeah. She's been getting kicked out of country clubs. She obviously plays a lot. She's probably nice. Yeah. What's she look like? Is she older?
She is.
How old? If you had to guess.
I'd have to guess 60. 60.
All right, not so as not old, as old enough to be.
Yeah, not like I crazy. Thought. Given the stories, I thought I was going to see like a very old, demented woman. And it was like 60-ish.
Put together?
No.
Damn. Big dog.
Yeah. Big dog.
Hell, yeah, hell dog's off the leash, dude. She's going wild. Yeah, I would have. If she was hot, this would be nice.
Shit. Dude, I had a teacher.
I went to a pizza shop this week, and there's like five teenagers in there. They're like, yo, can we? It's like a couple of them were black. It was black teens, and they were nice fellas.
Just
but
to paint a picture.
As soon as I walked in, I was like, oh, God. And then they're like, yo, can we get a picture? Did we come into you? Taking like pictures. And then they all sat down and started laughing.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there waiting for my pie.
Going, oh, brutal.
I think they're making fun of me. They're literally making fun of me after they just asked for pictures. They got me mocked.
Wolf in Busch Gardens in Virginia.
I've been on that.
I remember, dude, yes. I remember being 6 years old and being like, here comes the water. I'm going to die next to my dad and mom. And they just laughed at me. And I was like, I'm terrified for my life.
You should have grabbed your mom's inner thigh and grinded her. What the fuck was that?
I should have alerted the staff. Grok told me, they're like, yo, if you're uncomfortable, alert the staff. Be discreet about it, but be
I wouldn't
like,
listen
hey.
To Grok lately.
Yeah, true.
Grok's on one.
True, 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 true.
Grok was probably like, fucking get him out of the pool. Grok was probably like, wait, who's in the pool?
It does suck if you spend $7 billion building an AI and it's like, actually, Hitler was there. Yeah. You're like, all right, fuck.
Shut
man.
It down.
God damn it.
Try again. Keep doing it. The AI continues to be like, yeah, that whole thing was bullshit. All right.
I'm actually not as fat as I've been, which is crazy. Like, there was a year of my life where I was so fat and unhealthy, and I fucked a lot because it was like, you know, pathological. There was a lot of jacking off your fucking half-limp dick in those. But, you know, I'm in there. I'm eating the pussy. You know what I mean? I'm going Gerbys on the pussy. I'm eating it like, you know, like it's Fruit Loops. And so they'll reward me with a jack off while I suck on a titty.
I am excited for you that you enjoy pleasuring.
Yeah.
You love giving pleasure.
Yeah.
How often does the woman not orgasm when you're down there or working with your tools or using
her? Tools. It really, I mean, I would say it depends on the woman.
Yeah, of course it depends on the woman. Yeah.
What's your
more done?
Well, it also, it's like cycle dependent.
Cycle.
Oh, no. Yeah. You know the menstrual cycle. That's awesome.
Hey, I'm talking to Matt right now.
You
Matt knows.
You just honestly pushed past me, dude. Oh, we were neck and neck this whole time in terms of freak.
The guy freaking.
That's awesome, dude.
Never heard anything like it.
So you, the cycle. I have
when,
to go.
When, hold this on. Is explain awesome. To me when in the
no,
cycle.
No, I want to learn because I don't know this at all. I haven't even considered this.
Oh, well, every woman's different, but I think, like, I heard McCusker talking about it, and I have a similar experience.
Matt's the man.
Which
Matt's
is like.
Yeah, Matt's.
A couple days after, as well. After the period. Now, again, this is like
ovulation, peak ovulation.
No. Peak ovulation, I think, is like halfway through the cycle.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I would assume they're the horniest when they're ovulating.
Assuming not like birth control. Moon. That was like his point.
Assuming
so it depends on when in the cycle.
Yeah.
Again, though, back to what's your batting average on the lady coming?
Probably 80%?
Holy
beautiful
shit,
numbers, man. Yeah. Beautiful numbers.
Insane numbers.
Yeah. I don't think so. No.
Oh, trust me.
But it's also the partner. It's also the partner.
Yeah. 147.
This man's a lot. This man's playing single A. He better be good at fielding. That's all I'm saying.
I'm way below the Mendoza. That's crazy. 80% come?
But it's not. But
he hasn't fucked that many women. They've been partners, is what he's saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfectly said.
Yeah, but even a partnership, we're starting to get down. The batting average. It's pretty good at first, and then the panic
ever. Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. A little slump going.
Yeah.
We'll get out of it. We'll hit our way out of this.
Just keep taking keep swings. Swinging, keep swinging, brother.
Yeah, I'm playoff Aaron Judge.
Feet. I tried to tell my wife, my feet pedicure, are so erogenous.
Brother, pedicure, that's nice.
They're nice, bro. That's bro, nice. They're my feet, for real, are my dick. Pedicure the lady was nice. Like fucking fully stroking my feet, and I was sitting there in front of my whole family going,
"You're it Freud." By the way, you're Freud. You are Freud.
I'm not Freud. I'm young. Hold on. You're I'm Freud. Young. I'm young. No,
I'm younger. I'm young.
You're Freud. I'm young.
You're Freud.
You're Freud. What do you think controls people? Instinct or?
Oh, hold on, not sexual instinct.
What other instinct?
Just instinct.
Towards violence? Like what is there? What else is there? I'm Freud. No, sorry. I'm young.
You're Freud.
No, no.
That was a Freudian slip.
No.
Bro, I can go get a fucking pedicure and I go, my dick is my feet.
I can't, bro. I literally cannot.
No,
my
you
feet.
ascribe pleasure to sexual pleasure instantly. Very Freudian.
What?
You were just,
my feet are erogenous. I can't
nice.
Help it the
it
way
felt
I was
nice.
Built.
It felt nice the way... The woman was
it felt
shaving your feet.
Too nice,
you
bro.
You instantly equated it to your penis getting stroked. We could have a nice meeting. The dog. We could have a dogs meet up at your country club tournament.
Oh,
the
my open. God.
Is it going to be... Make it public.
All right, next
just
year.
The ugly fucking car girls serving us?
They're not ugly.
I would not know.
I didn't
I've
even
never
know there
seen
were car
He's,
girls.
You don't know about car... They're pretty great.
I didn't know
they're
about
usually
that.
Beautiful queens.
I always thought the pros just handled
and
the
by
cards.
Beautiful queens, I mean very young.
High school kids.
Yeah, now that I'm saying
that's,
it,
that's
I take it back.
I'm
now that I'm saying it, I take it back.
Yeah,
that's gross.
Because lots of they are like high school. Yeah.
Oh man, you're calling high school girls ugly?
It's impressive. No, I'm saying I don't even know if they're attractive or ugly given.
Yeah, you don't even look.
Yeah, I nod. I say whatever.
They don't have like
excuse me,
do you
have uncrossables?
They go no. You
ugly idiot. Bitch. I'm gonna tell everyone you guys are ugly. Bitch doesn't even have an uncrossable.
Oh fuck! I shanked it. Great.
Hiking. Shut up about hiking.
Hiking's kind of nice.
Yeah, you we built civilization so you didn't have to hike.
Wearing those shorts, talking to me about hiking. By the way, Nate, you've never gone fucking hiking.
I have.
What was your biggest hike?
I don't have a distance to it, but it was
walking outside doesn't count.
He took three cum walks. You don't hike, dude. Obviously, you don't fucking hike.
I used to hike. I used to hike in Jersey.
Where'd you hike?
Are you talking about walking dogs?
No. No, I mean, no. Not all the time.
Yeah,
but no.
Rucking, that doesn't count for rucking. having an eighth an ounce of cum on your fucking shirt.
It weighs you down.
That's gross. I'm mad I said that.
No, dude.
It's all right. It's all right. The viewer understands.
You're hitting the hazy jerks.
I haven't whacked off in a while. This will be great.
Yeah.
I get to go whack off before bedtime.
Hazy jerks are fucking weird.
What?
While you're half asleep?
Yeah, you're just kind of like, oh man, it's pretty. Like you get home late, you're like, oh, maybe
a forced fap.
No, it's nice. It's nice.
It's nice, obviously.
Get a fap right before you sleep.
Yeah, but a forced fap. I'd fap when I'm like, I'm too tired to fap, and it's almost like I'm forcing myself to fap. That's when I'm kind of like,
I don't feel so good. Literally wasn't brushing my teeth. I was like, oh yeah.
Fap time.
I haven't whacked off in a couple of days. This will be a nice thing.
Sounds nice.
And then I got to go right to sleep.
I hit one dead baby ass Billy, baby Billy. The other day.
Little baby Billy. Little baby Billy. I didn't even clean up. I went to sleep with
him. Can I tell you something though? That's you think
a dirty
you,
boy.
You think you need a fap to sleep? No, I'm telling you, up. You don't. You hit the sheets, you'll pass right out. I thought I needed a fap to sleep too.
It's still fun.
If I close my eyes, I'll fall asleep.
Whacking off is still fun.
Shane has a don't real good to... attitude with doing like anything, like drugs, sex, all of it. He just for like, sure. It's good. It rules.
Well, I mean, eventually it's going to take my life.
But yes. I'm just saying, like, it's good. You guys have a real, like a pilgrim.
It's not true. I do feel bad about drinking.
Okay.
In the drinking? Morning.
Yeah, well, that's physically. Physically, yeah, it hurts.
But no, sitting down with the fellas, having a couple of brews, whacking off, I have no... Hooking up with women, I feel bad about.
So do I.
I'm single and I'm
it's called a soul being a womanizer, depression.
I feel very bad about hooking up with women.
What do you do?
What?
What when should I lay you do with in women? That situation? No, I'm just saying, like, I hear you on that. What should you do?
It's crying.
You just have to get into a relationship.
Yeah.
We're not, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not one for fucking around. It makes me feel bad as a person.
Yeah. You're using their bodies and their hopes and dreams for your
potentially get them pregnant as well.
I'm not worried about that. I mean,
I would never.
I'd love to get a random chick pregnant.
Torture dogs?
Yeah, he tricked dogs.
Yeah.
Great.
I was jerking off dogs for 7 years. It turns out. No, they were
get
like
horny before I ring a bell. You go, yeah, no shit, you fucking dumbass. I don't like any of these people. These are literally all Neil deGrasse Tysons from back then. They go, you know who the smartest guy is? Neil deGrasse Tyson. You go, what's he say? He goes, yeah, he says everyone wants to fuck their mom.
Yeah, you that go, was okay. Bullshit. That was bullshit. Although.
It is funny. It's such a hard one to fight against.
No, I don't.
That is bullshit. Everybody hates that one.
Yo, shut the fuck up, dude.
Then you go to a pool today and see a kid actually trying to fuck his mom.
That was the argument today. Was obviously. A couple fucking freak bulls.
It was.
No. Can't drink. Can't like.
They probably got the little boys. They probably got the little boys on tap though.
Yeah, bro.
Little bachi bas. Little bachi bas.
If you can't drink, there's got to be something to do.
Yeah, you got to blow the steam off somehow.
If I wasn't drinking these Bud Lights, I'd be balls deep in a kid.
Wasn't that a big thing over there? The bachi bas?
What?
Like the in the Middle East.
You seem to know all about it. What?
Yeah, dude. I read about it. I read it was when they were doing the Iraq war. I think one of our, it was like our atrocity allies. Propaganda. We had to protect
this
these.
This sounds like atrocity propaganda.
We had to protect these. No, they're saying like they're on our incubators. Side and we had to protect these like chieftain and warlord.
Yeah, they
dudes.
Always, yeah, they all did
and they
that.
Had a thing where the village.
Afghanistan, they all have boys.
Yeah, the prettiest, they would take like the prettiest boy, quote unquote, not my quote, the prettiest boy and they'd make them, they'd be like a dancing slave for them. And they'd all, that would be like a status of symbol to have like a hot ass young boy dance.
This is fucked up. We got to get those boys the hub.
No,
we gotta get them the
they
sucks.
Do need the hub.
They need the hub.
The hub's gonna slow things sucks, down over dude. There a little bit.
Maybe we need to get off the hub and start bending.
Whoa.
What?
Every day.
Bending, hitting the knees twice a day?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think you probably got a nice piece on you, but with a little ass dick, you gotta go. You gotta know your angles.
I don't have a big penis at all. And yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah,
it's a reasonable penis. No, you're saying it's bad.
I don't think
I would imagine you've
I
got
think
a
it's about
you've got a reasonable
should
Jewish,
I just give you sizes or
sure.
Some inches.
Well, the length I think is fine. It's like 5.5.
It's great.
And then but the girth could use, use a little juicing.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But like a bulbous head. And it's not even that bulbous.
Sure.
Well, shut up. You saying that?
I would never, ever.
No. Oh, okay.
No.
Delete it then.
Don't delete it. Keep it in there.
Jordini?
I have a very similar penis.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't say it's long.
Well, you got just have a skinny, short, skinny penis. You have a small penis.
I have a little ass dick. Yeah. I mean, it's in the same.
You guys are describing small penis.
You know what I'm
saying? I'd say like a little below average girth.
Girth.
Terrible girth.
5.5 thin.
Man, I wish you had
the abs on the way in.
The abs on the way in are
unbelievable. I'm just like on the way in.
Something so unsettling about hearing that you think that you have a similar penis to mine because now Yeah. I'm interested to know what your penis looks like.
It's what you kind of described, bro. Right. Yeah, I don't have a bulbous head. You got me on the head. Plunger. You got me on the head, though.
Don't take that too literal. Like it's that deformed bulbous. Yeah, but it just.
You got a big fat head.
A lollipop.
And a stem.
You always got a lollipop.
How many licks, brother? One, two, three.
Damn. So you have a bulbous head. Shouldn't and you're lacking in girth. And you're not afraid to break out the wedge.
Well, that's how you hit the deep inside of pussy, dude. Yeah. With a little ass dick, you need the wedge. Dude, I had a tough situation happen where I'm used to not being able to hit the back of the pussy with my dick, but I was fingering her when she said deeper, and I was just literally,
oh, that's the worst.
I was literally maxed out.
Yes,
and it's like, lady, what do you want me to do?
It's all the time.
Yeah,
I usually get that, like asking for two fingers. I physically can't.
Yeah.
Oh damn, you just gotta go one.
Yeah.
What if we got you a splint? What if we got you a pussy fingering splint?
That's where you break out the toys.
Yeah. That's
hell yeah, dude.
Crazy.
Inspector Gadget.
Gotta, you know.
The pussy maestro. Yeah. Also, he brings out the lectern, the thing they used to fucking.
So you have a wedge and an array of toys.
Yeah, and I wear a belt and I keep the toys. No.
Oh, that would have been sick.
I was about to believe you. And that was going to make me so happy.
Yeah. If you get a belt that was both like kept your form right.
Carpenter with the pencil in the air.
Yeah, and yeah. The dildo. It folds out.
You truly are the maestro.
Not the maestro. I'm not saying for, I just want
to. I'm sorry to do this to you. How many toys are we talking here?
I just had to take a second to take inventory.
Let's do that.
But no, let's not because we're at time. But I also just want to say for the record. I just want to say for the record, I'm not claiming to be like a, you know, sexual dynamo.
Of course you're not.
Yeah, but you're doing everything.
You're
doing
a humble
everything.
Guy, right. But we, your friends, are reading. We're taking what you're saying, and you know, we get paid to analyze things for a living.
Yeah,
we're
analysts. This wedge talk's got
and
me.
And you're the pussy maestro.
It's exciting to be your friend.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, we're friends, dude. Yeah. And you're the pussy maestro.
Yeah.
I miss that era.
It was great, but Asia Carrera was also incredibly beautiful.
Yes, she was.
Just all points are incredibly beautiful.
A lot of them are. That was one of those early.
You sound like a pervert knowing their name and describing them as incredibly beautiful. That's what I'm saying.
No, because that was one of the early days.
Obviously, the whole point is they're beautiful.
That's a man that eats and dips, brother.
That is.
A man that eats and dips calls porn stars incredibly beautiful.
You got like a double dish.
What does that mean?
You know what I mean.
Sure, I guess I do. But
nothing wrong with a little double dip, bro.
Sure, right.
I think about the double dip.
What is that?
I don't do it.
One day you'll get there, Shane.
Yeah, who knows?
Trust yourself enough to double dip. Na-na-na. Bop,
oh, yeah. Double dip. Also, and you're playing to her rhythm.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Her rhythm.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not, you don't need to play it. She's going to give you the feedback.
I saw that hit you, Shane. I saw that phrase just fucking wallop you in the face. Gerben talking about being in tune with a woman's orgasmic rhythm. Destroyed you, dude.
I'm not saying I'm a maestro.
You are the maestro.
Oh, my God.
The pussy maestro.
You are the pussy maestro.
The pussy maestro.
And now I'm going to stick it back. She enjoyed that. She gyrated. I'm gonna get back down and taste her.
Fucking pussy.
Back up. She
the
loves
pussy
it.
Maestro, dude. That's awesome. fuck what were we just talking about?
You do that. Oh. You go, I just had a good day at the links.
No!
I, hey, honey, I hit an 83.
Oh, you know what?
Break out the pillow!
No, my mood is not dependent on the score, but
do you have a good one, like a special pillow?
No. Oh, a wedge? Yes.
Yes. Oh wait, you bought a
ew, dude, you have a fucking sex pillow?
A specific pussy eating pillow?
Yes. No.
Oh, the sex pillow
sex
to lay
wedge.
On.
Yeah.
I know that one. Respect.
I mean, obviously respect. obviously this is all respect, but it's so fucking weird that
you're
fucking this man's liberated.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know when. Like a hard spaz? Almost never.
He's calling you long fuse as when the Tony pops.
It's coming then. It still hasn't come.
Oh, it's going to be
even when you're little? I mean, maybe when I was little, yeah. The closest thing I can think of is spazzing is like
spazzing your sisters,
getting sent up to my room and being like, that's a very young man though.
That's
a spazz.
I know. That's
post cum. I don't think
we're talking
spazz.
About back. We're talking about crying in grade school. We're not actually, talking about right
no,
now.
No, I know.
I'm cool. Good, cum collected.
That's the start of a pretty good idea because like post coming.
Post cum, I
don't
spazz. Yeah.
Homosexuality. Ronaldo's just grabbing it.
Damn. Funny. Why would you do that?
What?
Like, the boys are liable to pop off, and you're going to sit there, like, in their face, hitting with the gay shit?
Yeah.
They'll explode.
It's a tactic, dude.
They'll blow it. Like, you'll literally blow you up. They've proved they'll blow you up.
It's probably
and you
a tactic.
Keep doing them gay shit.
They'll get cachogued.
Like, minutes or seconds.
Run, free yourself, dude. Get a new phone. No apps.
New number, too.
Well, I'm not bugging. I don't mind the apps, though. Like, I don't mind getting horny from the apps.
He's bugging.
Yeah, you get bugging. Too. You're afraid you get too horny. You're scared of yourself. Hey, guys.
You just said you have
I
to download.
Couldn't be more afraid of my... I couldn't be more fucked up. literally in the last month, couldn't be more
yeah,
fucked up.
We should
up,
just get him a calculator. It calls people.
You need the Nokia with Snake on it.
Dude, that's what I was telling Spade. My dad shriveled me when I was a sophomore in high school. I was begging. I had an Envy Touch, the brick. I was begging this chick for tit pics. If you please, like, I don't care. Just please send me them. I'll.
Dude, this is the funniest
I won't
shit.
Show,
whatever it takes.
I won't show anyone. My mom barged in the room. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing. I was talking to my Kilpatrick.
It was fun shit in the world.
Yeah, but dude, like,
but one of your boys tries to get dude farting in front of chicks. Yeah. Is like, obviously. When one of your boys was trying to get
I'm trying
pussy
to make this make sense
in
my mom
school
did this to me.
Was so fun.
Yeah, dude, you don't.
You
understand,
got to go up like, to him and be like, dude, you are a fucking gay bitch for trying to get pussy right there.
I never got the experience.
You get to watch your bros try Riz in like seventh grade.
It's dude. Check
you have no dude. I got caught. I wrote a love letter.
You
with,
did
with a Bible verse in it.
Oh, you did?
My yes.
God, that's
and my bro found it.
What?
And yeah, and he, I left
what
it.
What Bible verse?
Bro, don't worry about John which verse. I've never disclosed what verse. No,
John 3:16.
Guys, obviously it was Song of Songs. I don't know if you know the Bible.
My dog does.
Song of Songs is beautiful.
What was she it probably for? Liked it.
I think it was sixth or seventh grade. I left a note in this girl's desk. And when I got to school the next day, my friend Tyler was just holding it up. In the hallway.
Bro,
I was
how are you here?
And I was
how
just
how are
like,
you alive yeah. right now? That is devastating.
That's how I got to be able to do stand-up. Yeah. You get publicly humiliated so many times, you're like, nothing can stop me.
Nothing can stop me. But you were bold enough to leave her the letter, though. That's like,
that was
crazy. I
wasn't even and me and her didn't even talk. And we never spoke again.
AIM?
Not even close.
I love this.
AIM, I would try.
Yeah.
She'd be like.
I had my first girlfriend in sixth grade. She what? Fuck my first girlfriend was sixth grade. I was pumped as shit. I put her on my profile.
My whole profile was dedicated to my sixth grade girlfriend.
Obviously. I made it everything. One day.
Oh man.
She broke up with me in one day because I was staring at her in class.
Yeah, you told my girlfriend. This is great.
Your girlfriend did?
One yeah. day.
Oh, that's me. Your girlfriend.
My sixth grade girlfriend. I was obsessed with my sixth grade girlfriend.
Really?
She was a seventh grader, not a big deal. She was like kind of the hottest.
Actually,
grader. I was the new kid in school, sixth grade.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously,
that's dude, cheating.
Got the hottest
cool,
chick immediately.
Dude. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, but then that fell apart, dude. I lost the love of my life in sixth grade. And then in seventh grade, I was reaching for the next hottest girl in the grade. Wrote her a Bible verse, got fucking destroyed.
I suffered from every new girl.
I was in a drought for
oh my
several
God.
Years.
Every new girl that came, yeah. like it was like
yeah, the
yeah,
hottest girl ever.
Obviously, we're going out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I remember watching a girl from across, like adjacent from us, 7A was there. I was in 6B. 7A is right
in 6B.
There. Yeah, 7A
yeah,
is right
I was
there.
In 6B.
What the fuck?
They would come with the Tupperware container, like fucking Airheads and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
this chick got an Airhead and deep throated, dude. I was just sitting there from the other side staring, like, dude, seventh grade's going to be sick.
Were they still doing Secret Santas?
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
I did Secret Santa to a girl.
Did you for real?
Got a poster.
Unspoken
wrote a roses are red. The whole deal.
How
dude.
Old were you?
Fifth grade.
It's not that
fifth
bad.
Grade. Got
I was
obliterated.
Hoping you were like sixth or seventh. Seventh. I was in seventh. I'm trying to say sixth. It was seventh when I wrote the Bible verse.
Wait, did everybody get Secret Santa, or you just picked out this girl that you had a most of the time admiration people got of? Secret Santa for their family. And then I was like, I'm going to do this for Joanna. You know, I was like, this is it.
Joanna,
I'm going to make my move.
Yeah, Joanna.
Everyone was like, dude, she's got bad breath. And I was like, I don't even care about that. And fucking wrote all this shit in my blue pen.
Oh,
real good
hook
cursive.
Up with the bad breath chick?
Didn't even care,
you must
bro.
Have been down.
Kind of did.
Was she a hottie, though, or what?
Disabilities. Kind of in the, if you give me a little something off, I'm down.
Yeah.
Oh, my imperfections. Right.
Why? Because you thought you could get in there, or you just like admired her because she was like real?
I don't know, dude. I'm done trying to figure out my psyche.
Yeah. Who you're sexually attracted to?
Yeah, I'm just here.
Dude, I was sexually attracted to Jamie Lee Curtis in True